If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
I don't know if we're getting any phone calls for this, but I'm sorry. We got to do it. We got to call out our boss. Sorry. It's the Brett Maga Show. Anyone out there listening that when they send an email puts like silly, funny subject lines instead of like, you know, like what a normal subject line would be like, hey, the, you know, Excel sheet for sales revenue document has like ridiculous subject lines. 855-444-MEGA. So it's 855-444-6342. If you ever do interesting subject lines, our boss sent us an email and in the subject line had something that literally Hannah had to go, really, bro? What was the subject line?
Yeah, so I love our boss. We're really close, but I'm absolutely going to flame JR right now because all of a sudden I get a notification on my phone and it says email from JR, subject line, me.
I love how she just like called him out by name too.
Yeah, he deserves to be. I look at this and I'm thinking, is he resigning? Did he die? What is this? Like, what does me mean?
So she panicked.
Yeah, I panicked. All of a sudden, I click it, and he's just like, oh, going to be out of the office for 2 days. I'm like, are you kidding me? What kind of subject line was that?
See, and I read it, and I saw me, and I thought, oh, you're talking about me. What do you need to know about me?
Everyone clicked on it.
Everyone, yeah, that was confusing for the entire staff. I'm mad about this, actually.
You know who also does that in our office is sends a weird email.
Our engineering.
Subject? Engineering.
Yes. Yeah.
Engineering Kyle will be like, I'm going to break stuff. And you're like, oh, my God, what is he going to break? And you click on it, and you're like, says a bunch of engineering jargon that no one understands.
Right.
Bro, you just want people to click on your email because nobody cares.
We got clickbait in the office.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I got a buddy who does this too. He sends emails and the subject line is super interesting. I always do the subject line last because I can never think of it. And then I'm always like the most basic subject line
ever. See, I'm surprised you're not really good at
it. I know.
Brett, because you're so good at teasing things on the show.
I don't think an email is good for a tease though.
No, I think
like
this
email
is great.
Email is like information. I send an email every single day to the staff, like recapping our show. And it takes like 10 minutes for me to send this like super short email because I want to make sure everything is correct on it and spelled right. For some reason, emails are like way more serious to me than a text or anything.
I think you should. I think after this, we realize no one's reading your email.
Yeah.
Hannah.
You need to start headlining my show.
Yeah. Like, I think you need to.
Me.
I think like today's headline, see how many people respond. Let's do this as an experiment. Like you said, I thought our boss died. Put our subject. Did our boss die?
I'm sending it to like all the heads.
Yeah. Say that. Like, did the boss die? Or is Hannah an old lady from yesterday's show? Because you said like a recap of what happened on the show.
Mm.
You know, is AB going to sabotage the wedding that she's a maid of honor? Everyone would be clicking on it like, wow, I never thought of this before. Does anyone else do this? Have like interesting
email clickbait?
Email clickbait. And this is a game changer, people, in people's lives.
I feel our like boss. Work makes it a lot different, too.
Like, me was the best email subject line ever. Like, look at me, people.
That was so pick me of our boss, seriously.
855-444-6342. If you've ever had, like, clever email subject lines, I don't know if anyone's going to call for this, because only our boss would do that. Our boss literally sent us an email with the subject line, me. And everyone's like, what does that mean? It's the Brett Maga Show. Does anyone out there ever mix up their email subject line? 855-444-6342. Or you've gotten an email and the subject line like just really stood out to you. I just looked this up. There is a strategy to it, and it makes a significant difference. Based off your email subject line, it's like 20% difference on somebody if somebody opens it or not. And a lot of times they said like doing a question helps. But I was looking at engineer Kyle's because we talked about how our engineer does this all the time. He has changes and then somebody's name, like they're gonna get fired or like we're moving on.
Yeah, I remember that one.
The power is out, and I don't think the power was out. And also, I'm going to break stuff, and everything is gone. These are email subject lines,
and those all worked on me.
I know. Every
I never.
Single...
If it was just a classic, you know, engineering email, probably wouldn't have opened it. I'll be honest.
So you read them because, as I said, it's email clickbait. I think that's smart, but doesn't that kind of like you cry wolf too many times? After a while, you're like, nah, I'm not going to read this anymore.
Not if they're interested.
Yeah, next time JR sends an email, our boss, I'm just not going to open it. No matter what it is.
I'm telling you, we're going to start trying to see this and see if, because Hannah always is saying, what did she say? Like, oh, I get like so many so-and-so is out of the office. Like, this girl's been out of the office for 2 months. What's going on with her? Mm-hmm. But I guarantee Hannah's going to start getting some responses when we put on there, you know, Brett's beard is sexy. You gonna put that on the email subject line?
Yeah, how and then HR is gonna reply and be like, "Come to my office."
How sexy did Brett get? That's what you need to put on the email subject line and see if anyone clicks on it. Put that on the email subject line today and then see if you get a response.
Oh my gosh!
Thank you.
Our boss is gonna have something to say.
Oh, and be like me.
Yeah.